doing senatory things. Okay.
Excuse me, Senator.
What is it, Marie?
Mr. Dewsby is here to see you.
Who?
He's a representative of SICA, sir.
Well, what's that? Some kind of terrorist organization?
Depends on who you ask, sir. It's a music publishing organization. They collect royalties on behalf of songwriters.
All right. Send him in.
Right away, sir.
Senator Richardson, so good to see you again.
We've met before?
Yes, sir, at the fundraiser dinner 2 months ago.
Oh, wasn't that a great event? The chicken marsala was outstanding. And the wine we had...
Sir, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'll get right to the point. As you know, the music industry has been in decline for many years now.
I knew that. Why didn't I do something about it?
Well, that's why I'm here, sir. We've identified a major gap in the collection of performance royalties. The songwriters we represent are not getting the royalties they deserve.
That's terrible. Especially in this economy. Songwriters need to get all the money they have coming to them. It's a valuable profession. Essential, even. What's the problem?
The problem, Senator, is the shower.
The shower? But I just had it fixed. The drain was all clogged with this nasty stuff that just was
no,
all...
No, sir. I mean people singing in the shower.
I don't understand.
Well, sir, you see, the law permits us to collect royalties anytime there is a public performance of a song. That includes radio play, internet streams, jukebox plays, and concert performances, among other things. Venues have to get a license from us if they're going to allow musicians to perform live music there.
But singing in the shower isn't a public performance. The shower is about the most private place there is, isn't it?
Not necessarily. Someone singing in the shower can be heard by other members of the household. If the window in the bathroom is open, the neighbors, or even someone walking by outside, may be able to hear. In those circumstances, it's a public performance. Even if only the dog hears it, it counts.
My dog was always my worst critic. Well, suppose nobody else is home or the windows are closed, then nobody else can hear it, right?
It doesn't matter. Someone could potentially hear. That's all that matters. Venues still have to pay a license, even if nobody shows up for a concert and the musician performs to an empty room.
I see. So an empty bathroom is like an empty concert hall. It's still a performance?
Right. And the backstage area usually smells like a bathroom anyway.
So, what do you propose?
We have set up a new license for the public, specifically to allow people to sing in the shower. We think these licenses are fair for the consumer, and will allow our songwriters to get the royalties they so desperately need. The license is only $99 per year, and covers the entire household. So if there's more than one person living at the location, they don't each have to get a license. And it covers our entire library. They can sing any song we currently represent.
$99. Isn't that a little steep for singing in the shower?
Not at all. If a person showers every day of the year, that's only 27 cents per shower. An average shower time of 10 minutes, divided by the just over 3-minute average length of songs, means that the average person can sing 3 songs per shower, which is only 9 cents per song. Surely you can spare a dime to the artist who wrote the fantastic songs that you're singing, right?
A dime? Sure, I can spare a dime. I think I got one here somewhere.
Senator, I don't need a dime. I need you to introduce this bill.
A bill? Oh, I don't know about that. Bills are a lot of work. I just don't have the time for something like that. I'm busy doing lots of, you know, senatory things.
I'm way ahead of you, Senator. I have a bill right here. All fully written and ready to go. It's called the Fair Artist Performance Act, or FAP for short. All you have to do is present it to Congress and put it to a vote. You don't even have to read it. In fact, it'd probably be better if you didn't.
Well, I surely do appreciate that. Thanks. FAP, huh?
Yes. We call it the Act of Fapping. Soon we hope everyone in the country will be fapping in the shower.
This FAP will make my job a lot easier and more enjoyable. Although I should at least glance at it, I suppose. What's this about shower heads with microphones?
That's how we're going to monitor what songs are being sung to determine which artists to pay.
So you're going to listen in on people while they're showering? Isn't that an invasion of privacy?
Not at all. We've already established that this is a public performance, right? We have the authorization from our artists to monitor public performances for the purpose of collecting royalties. We are well within our rights here and within the law.
It looks like people have 90 days from the date the law goes into effect to replace all the shower heads in their home with new ones that have microphones in them. Where will they get these new shower heads? I've never heard of such a thing.
We're going to sell them. We're in talks with all the major retailers now to get our product on shelves in time for Christmas. This is going to be the big holiday item this year.
Okay, let's see. Felony violation, $10,000 fine if you're caught singing in the shower without a license, up to 5 years in jail. Yeah, this all sounds good. I'll introduce this bill at the next available opportunity.
Thank you, Senator. You may have single-handedly saved the music industry.
No, thank you, Mr. Douchebag.
That's Doosby, sir.
What?
Never mind. Here is a giant sack of money to help with your, campaign.
Ah, thank you. It's a pleasure doing politics with you. See you at the next fundraiser dinner?
I wouldn't miss it. Have a good day, Senator.
You too, douchebag. Have a good fap.